Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
One heart.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
Where you're meant to be, whether you're live streaming or you're here with us in person. Everyone is welcome here. Let's sing about it.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be.
In the right place.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be.
Right
time. Soul is welcome here.
I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be. I'm in the right place at the right time. I am just where I am meant to be.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul is welcome here. Oh, my soul is welcome here. I am getting the message proud and
Sunday service, as well as a celebration of the Divine Mother God presence that is with each and every one of us. We bring you this service wherever you happen to be today, no matter what place on the planet it may be. We're grateful for your presence, and we all know that we are one in the Spirit, and each and every one of us are an expression of this divine presence. So in this consciousness of our oneness, in the consciousness of reflecting the divine, let us commune with the Spirit of the living God that is both within us and around us in prayer. Divine presence, We're reminded that you are our rock. You are our salvation. You are our help in every need. We lean on this presence that you are, knowing that we are assured that everything unfolds in its right and perfect way. As we make the Spirit of the Living God the activity of our awareness, transformation begins to happen within our life and in our world. And healings begin to happen, upliftment begins to happen, and all that is good and perfect begins to be expressed in our life. We're grateful for the opportunity to be the vessels and the vehicles of this presence as we go forth doing our part in thought, word, and deed to anchor a little bit more of heaven on earth. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Now let us affirm our five basic unity principles. God is absolute good and everywhere present. People are inherently good. Thoughts create our experiences. Prayer and meditation are how we connect with God. And finally, we must take action.
Hello, my name is Jim Lee.
And I'm James Trapp.
And together, we have designed something special for you. We call it The Way Forward. Now, what's so interesting about this, James and I have known each other for over 25 years, but this time we're able to combine our energies together, and it's at a really good time when a lot of people are going through a lot. So, James, I'd like for you to share just a little bit about what we're getting ready to do for people.
Yeah, we're going through some very interesting times, and we're seeking to see how we can navigate these times with ease and grace, because we're getting a message that it has to be hard, but we want to be like the lilies of the field, spinning and toiling not. And so we want to allow ourselves to really come under the governance of this power in a way that makes it easier for us to navigate these times. So this is what we're seeking to do, so that you can walk away with that as an opportunity to go forward in your own life. So to get more information and to register, just go to our respective websites. You can go to unityoflasvegas.org or to slcworld.org to get more information, to register, and we so look forward to you being part of this series.
She moves me. She's music now. She's beauty and wisdom, salvation and peace, complete and eternal. She's mystic release. Thank you.
Spiritual Life Center is a loving, vibrant family that welcomes home all people and accepts everyone, no exceptions. Weaving ancient spiritual traditions with emerging wisdom, we cultivate a spiritual deepening with the divine, each other, and our planet.
And now we connect even deeper with all of these, singing this beautiful chant in preparation for meditation. Pour yourself in me, wonderful spirit.
As we move into this time of meditation, breathe naturally. Settle into your seat. Drop your shoulders. Relax your eyelids. Allow the music to pull you inward, letting any tension drop away. As you take a breath, go deeper into your inner mind, into a light daydream. The carnival has come to town. As you stroll along the midway, you hear shrieks of glee coming from the people on the various rides. Barkers call to you to come try their games. Food vendors offer samples to entice you. It is bright and busy and exciting. An arrow-shaped sign points toward a long, narrow tent standing apart from the rest of the carnival. It is not exactly in shadow, but it is not exactly brightly lit either. There are no other signs, but somehow you know that this is the fun house. That place with all the crazy mirrors. You pay the 25 cents admission and walk into the first room of the fun house. Here is the mirror that makes you look all squished and very wide. You look at yourself and you laugh, knowing that this is not the way you really look. You move along to the next mirror. This is the one that reflects you as very skinny and tall. And again you laugh because this is not really you. The next mirror is a surprise. It seems to be a normal mirror. There is no distortion. You look the way you always look. It seems so ordinary that you quickly move along. In the next room, the light is soft and low. The room is especially quiet. The mirror is covered with a golden cloth. It is as if you must make a conscious choice to look into this mirror. Gently pull the cloth away and stand right in front of the mirror. In your reflection, you see green and pink light pulsing in the area of your heart. As you continue to gaze into the mirror, you see that the light is an aura that extends from your body on all sides, even below and above you. As you try to figure out where the light comes from, and as you look more closely, you realize that the light is not only coming from your body, it is also coming into your body. And as you watch this interaction, you realize that you are not a body with a soul, but you are a soul entwined with a body. The two work in conjunction with each other. You understand that none of the previous mirrors reflected the real you. Watching, you see how your physical energy and etheric energy dance together, and you also begin to feel how they intertwine and you feel completely whole. Take a moment to immerse yourself in this wholeness, in this intertwining of the physical and the mystical, in the silence. And now you gaze into the mirror once again and allow your reflection, the one showing you your true inner being, to embed itself in your memory so that you can call it up whenever you want to, whenever you start to forget who you really are. Take a deep breath and start to become aware of your surroundings as you return to your body and receive this blessing. Oh, my beloved, it is time to awaken, time to realize your innermost beauty and power. Each time you remember this reflection of your true self, your heart and mind will awaken just a little bit more. And one day you will simply know who you are, a divine being made of light and love and laughter. And then you will be fully awake. Remember this always.
Good morning, and welcome to our Mother's Day service. You know, Mother's Day has always been a mixed bag for me and for many others. You know, it's supposed to be a celebration of love of a mother toward their child or the child toward the mother. For some, it feels like a wonderful day, of course. There's great memories, they get gifts, phone calls, go out to brunches, although that's not happening this year with the restaurant situation. But of course, not everyone will be celebrating. Some find Mother's Day to be a painful subject, for it's a reminder of something that once was or never happened in their life. Some mothers mourn the death of their child or children. Others are estranged from their ones that were born through them. And there are children who have lost their mothers through death or want nothing to do with mothers because their mother was maybe abusive or negligent or abandoned them when they were young. And those are reasons that they don't celebrate Mother's Day, and they in fact dread it. And I recognize that there is a way to celebrate the spirit of Mother's Day, whether one is a mother or not, whether they had a painful experience with their mother or mothers who have distanced themselves from their children, because the divine mother energy is within all of us. It is divine presence, a presence that never smothers us, but rather always supports us and nurtures us and gives us lessons to help us grow and evolve into becoming what we're here to be. Sometimes it comes through a person, whether they were a mother or not. Sometimes it comes through Mother Nature, through the world. And all the lessons can help us understand who and what we really are and support us as we go through any experience that we go through to grow. Often this support comes through a mother figure, whether a man or a woman. But that divine mother consciousness, the divine mother energy, is always directing and guiding us to our highest possibilities and is reaching out with unconditional love, even when we stumble over and over again, and I can relate. When we make mistakes over and over again, this mother presence is there to help us along the way. There's a famous research scientist who made lots of medical breakthroughs, and he was being interviewed. And he was asked why he thought he was able to be so much more creative than the average person. What is it that set him apart, they asked him. And he said it all came from the experience he had with someone who served as a mother figure for him. And it occurred when he was 3 or 4 years old, and he was trying to take a bottle of milk from the refrigerator, and he lost his grip, and the slippery bottle fell to the floor and spilled milk all over the kitchen floor, and it was just milk everywhere. And that person, the mother figure, came in, instead of yelling and being upset or lecturing, said, "What a great and wonderful mess you have made. I've rarely seen such a huge puddle of milk. I'd like to get down and play in the milk for a few minutes with you before we clean it up. Is that okay?" Well, of course, after a few minutes, the mother said that whenever you make a mess like this, eventually you have to clean it up and restore everything to its proper order. What would you like to use? A sponge, a towel, or a mop? Choose whatever. And he chose the sponge. And together they cleaned up the milk. And then that mother figure said, "What you have here is a failed experiment to effectively carry out how to carry a bottle of milk with two little hands." So they went out to the backyard and filled the bottle with water to figure out how to carry it without dropping it. And the boy learned that if he grasped at the top of the lip with both of his hands, he could carry it without dropping it. And he said it was a wonderful lesson. That scientist remarked that at that moment, he did not need to be afraid of mistakes. He learned mistakes are just opportunities for finding out something new, which is what experiments are all about. Sometimes that's what our life is all about. And if the experiment is not working, usually we can learn something valuable from it. And he was taught that there is no failure, only feedback. And this is the lesson from the Divine Mother Presence. This quality of that earthly mother is the same quality exhibited by the Divine Mother. That Divine Mother energy, the Divine Mother nature energy that we all have access to. It reminds us that every experience is either to be enjoyed or to be learned from. And so I look at that as we collectively experience and go through the COVID-19 and what our world is going through right now. Is really helping us to learn and redirect our attention as to what's important in life. This experience can serve us to help us realize we are indeed one in the Spirit. The Divine Mother is helping us come together as a global family. Because for too long, we've created a sense of separation between religions, between races, between nationalities, countries, sexual orientation. But Divine Mother, through Mother Nature, through this virus, is reminding us no one is exempt. We're all in this together, and we have to take care of each other. And if anyone that is taken care of is lifted up, then we all are lifted up. And if anyone is not taken care of, or any group is not taken care of, we're all in jeopardy. Because the coronavirus does not discriminate who can be potentially affected and who will not. We're all possibly vulnerable. But I think this Divine Mother gives us some other lessons as well. There is an energy that is giving us an opportunity to reevaluate who and what we value. We have the opportunity to remember that everyone, every person has value. And who, as we look at this experience, who the real essential workers are. People that we may have taken for granted or overlooked. I think we've always sensed that doctors and nurses and medical personnel were important. But there are many folks who are essential who have been largely overlooked. The grocery store clerks, the truck drivers, the gas station attendants. Just to name a few that we realize are important to the well-being of everyone. And then, of course, there are teachers. You know, we've often given lip service to, to teachers, and many have really now understand their true value now that they have to teach their own kids. They realize that teaching kids ain't no joke. People probably are saying, really, pay them what they're worth. We value them more than ever now. You know, it's often in a crisis, we demonstrate and bring out a little more unity. You know, I remember I was living in a community where they had hurricanes. They had a hurricane one year, and there were lots of groups that were going against each other, conflicting with one another. But when this happened, they all supported each other. And I think the Divine Mother energy is helping us use this COVID-19 as an experience, as a way to be grateful for the things we often take for granted, including each other. You know, for a while I didn't think and have much appreciation for paper towels and toilet paper, as I've developed in the last month and a half. But not only that, as a result of shelter in place policy that been happening across the country, many of us have had a greater appreciation for the simple things in life, for the good that's always been around us that we didn't fully appreciate. We knew it was there. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I know there's a park in my area that I fully appreciate now. There's a lake nearby that I just give more attention to and say, thank you, God. I always thought they were nice. I knew that they were there, but now I have a heightened appreciation and more gratitude for all that Mother Nature has provided us and all that we have. You know, we haven't been putting our attention on those things, but more on what's missing in our life. And that Divine Mother within us is reminding us that the bane of human existence is that we put more attention to what we don't have, what's missing, than what we do have in our life. And we have an opportunity to reevaluate and see things differently. It's helping us make that shift. It's a lesson there for us. You know, as we go through this experience, we realize that the nurturing nature of the Divine Mother is reminding us that it's okay to acknowledge our humanity, to acknowledge our vulnerabilities, to acknowledge our fears, and that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. And we have fears, but understand, fear does not have to have us. I saw a news story as I kind of rationed my viewing of the news, but it was a story about a nurse in Atlanta and acknowledged that every day she goes to the hospital to take care of COVID-19 patients. And she does have fear and anxiety about contracting the disease since there were not enough masks at the time and they had to use the masks that they had over and over again. And they didn't have the personnel protective equipment like the gowns like they really should have had in that environment. But she said that she made a commitment to be of service and to take care of others. And in some way, a presence, I guess we call the Divine Mother energy, is reminding all of us that we have to navigate this experience of COVID-19 together to help us understand our interconnectedness with each other. I think in such moments, the Divine Mother energy that is in and around us and it's being expressed through other people is reminding us that we can rest in the arms of Spirit. The Comforter is there. And the energy of the divine gives us the strength to not give up or to give in. This Divine Mother reminds us that when life is the darkest is when we see the most stars. You know, I heard a statement recently that the survival of the future masses was always required, or always required, the sacrifice of the present few. And that those who, for example, they gave an example of those who were enslaved in this country years ago, paved the way for freedom who would come after them. And that the cures for diseases that we discovered and have been suffering by people in the past helped lead to cures for those who have come after them. So in many respects, the Divine Mother is helping us see the bigger picture, see it from a mystical standpoint. You know, this Divine Mother helps us with something else. There's another lesson. You know, sometimes we may ask, what does it all mean? What does it mean that so many people across the planet may be dying before their time? And the Divine Mother, our energy, is reminding us, giving us a lesson that we should maybe ask a better question. And the better question is, how do we live our lives in such a way that we give meaning to the lives of those who have passed on? Such experiences should bring our lives up higher so that we are living our life with meaning. This could be another message and lesson from the Divine Mother energy that all of us can receive. And we can learn so much from the experience. And it can be for our good, these experiences. But we had to stop. We had to reflect. We had to remember there is always something bigger than ourselves that's going on. But we needed that time out to think about what we have been doing to each other, to the planet on which we live, and to realize that if we are still, if we listen, we will be guided as to how to anchor more of heaven on earth. You know, we are here to realize we are one in the Spirit, and we can express more of who and what we are as children of God. You know, in the United States, Mother's Day began in 1872 by Julia Ward, who wrote the words to the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And it began as a day dedicated to peace and harmony. And Ms. Ward organized Mother's Day in meetings in Boston every year during this time. And there was something that she wrote that kind of reflects the essence of what we mean by the Mother God presence that's within us. And I'm going to read some words, and I want you to listen to them from the vantage point that the words don't just apply to mothers, but they speak to the divine mother qualities, the divine mother energy that is within all of us. And if you feel so comfortable, I invite you to close your eyes. And it says, arise, mothers of this day. Arise, all who have hearts, whether our baptism be of water or of spheres. We will not have the great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our men shall not come to us reeking of carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We of one country shall be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of the devastated earth, our voice goes out with our own and it says, disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe our dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. Our leaders have often forsaken the plow and anvil at the summons of war. Let us all now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel. Let us meet first to be well and commemorate the dead. And now let them solemnly take counsel with each other as the means whereby the great human family can live in peace, in bearing after their own time the sacred and the sacrifice impress, not of Caesar, but of God. In the name of the Divine Mother, in the name of all humanity, we ask that a General Congress without limit or nationality be appointed and held at some place deemed most convenient and at the earliest period, consistent with its objects to promote the alliance of different nationalities, the amicable settlement of international questions, the great and general interests of peace. Out of a broken heart, the compassion birthed Mother's Day. There was a learning there. And today, I think we can feel and sense our connection with the loving presence that is within our soul. We do not let the world of effects, we do not let our current challenges have the final word about our life. We do not succumb to fear, doubt, and worry, and make decisions from simply a reactionary state of mind. Rather, the Mother, Father, God presence is saying, allow the love, the compassion, the givingness of the Mother presence to so flow through you that you're able to anchor the kingdom of heaven that is always at hand. So the Divine Mother is saying, we carry this with us everywhere that we go. Let us all live in this expanded space as we honor the divine motherhood of God that is within each and every one of us. Peace and blessings to you. Well, thank you for tuning in and being part of today's online celebration service. You know, we remember the lessons from Divine Mother that dwell in each and every one of us. It is a reminder that this presence is telling us in so many words, we are always whole. We're always complete when we see the unlimited dimension of ourselves. As we do each week, we express our gratitude and appreciation to the SLC staff, the AV team, Ira, Cameron, who does the Wednesday service, Paula, who helps select the music, Reverend Deborah from the meditation, and Celia from Martin Roots Marketing, as well as those who do things that we do not see that make this experience happen. This is your opportunity to support continuation of these experiences that are not only done on Sunday, but also the ones that are brought to you throughout the week, including our Wednesday WOW program, the prayer and meditation experiences that we have
each day, each week. And also the other things that we are bringing to you and are about to bring to you. So we invite you to support Spiritual Life Center with your donation and to give what you can. It makes a huge difference and is very much appreciated. You can give by texting SLC Love to 44321, SLC Love to 44321, or go to our website, slcworld.org, and click the donate tab that will allow you to give in other ways, including by mail. And with that, I invite us to join in and say our offertory blessing. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, and all that I circulate. Thank you, God.
May you have auspiciousness and causes of success. May you have the confidence to always do your best. May you take no effort in you being generous, sharing all you can, nothing more, nothing less. May you know the meaning of the word happiness. May you always lead from the beating in your chest. May you always step forward. May you get to rest, may you catch a breath. And may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Be the road less paved, be the road that you follow. Whoa. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'll be sad. The chaos and the curse off your desk. May you have unquestionable health and less stress. Having no possessions but immeasurable wealth. May you get a gold star on your next test. May your educated guesses always be correct. And may you win prizes shining like diamonds. And may you really own it from each moment to the next. And may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Go, 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 you can have it.
Well, we bless the tithes, the offerings. We bless all those that have been here today. As we go forth being our highest and best selves, really set the vibration so we can be what we're here to be, the full expression of God in this world. For this and so much more, we're grateful and thankful as we go forth doing our part to express and radiate the all good. Amen. And with that, let us join together and sing our peace song.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center.